Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, before today's Strawberry Letter, remember, we always want to stress to you the importance of voting, people. Please, Steve Harvey Nation, whenweallvote.org. Go on it, get registered so you can be ready. We have 90 days left until the November 3rd election day. Okay, 90 days left. That's not a lot of time. That's like 3 months, really. 3 months. So keep that in mind. WhenWeAllVote.org. We all have to do our parts. Okay, it is time now for the Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. All you have to do is just click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject, my mom is hooked on a homeless hustler. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have a 52-year-old single woman, single mother who is loving and giving person. 3 years ago, my mom kept saying she was going to reinvent herself and dress differently so she could meet a good man. My mom has always had a lot of nice men that come in and out of her life, and it breaks my heart when she gets attached and the man ends up leaving her. The current man she's dating will never leave her because he is a big loser and he needs my mom. She met him at church and he stood her up on their first date. That should have been a red flag. That was in January, and somehow they are still together. This man is an ex-con, and when I asked him where he works, he told me he's a hustler. He has no cell phone and was recently evicted from his apartment. My mom has a spare car, and he drives it daily, but it gets worse. My mom told me that he's been sleeping in her car since he was evicted and can't get another apartment because he doesn't have a state ID. Luckily, he can't stay with my mom because my youngest brother still lives at home. So instead, he sleeps in my mom's car at night and he showers at his uncle's house. He pops up at my mom's house unannounced. If he wants to talk to her or see her because he does not have a cell phone. My mom always makes excuses for his actions and says she's doing the Christian thing by helping him out. The final straw was 2 weeks ago when I caught my mom sitting in her car in the parking lot of Kroger eating dinner in her car with him. She told me it was a sweet, thoughtful date. I don't know how she can be so caught up with this bum. What can I do to stop this before he totally drains my mother of her dignity? Well, there's really not a lot you can do, okay? You know you can't change grown people, right? And that's what they are. They're grown people. And you may feel the way you feel, but this is your mom's life. But having said that, your dear sweet mom can't be serious, can she? Is she really serious about this guy? She mentioned being a good Christian and helping out. I'm trying to figure out where in Christianity or even in the Bible does it say you have to let a man live in your car and drive your car daily just because you have an extra one. I'm with you. I'm with you all the way on this. She certainly lowered her standards. She certainly settled with this guy. Reinventing yourself and changing the way you dress to attract someone else certainly doesn't mean this, but as her daughter, remember, I told you, they're grown. All you can do with grown people is let them know. And by them, I mean your mom. Let her know how you feel. Let her know how it makes you feel to see her sitting in her car and lowering her standards like this and letting this man drive her car and live in her car. Let her know how that makes you feel, how concerned you are about her. And, you know, you got to tell her things like she must have forgotten who she is. She's used to dating nicer guys. You know, she deserves better. That's really all you can do. It's up to your mom to decide whether she's going to stay or leave this man. And right now it looks like she's going to stay with him. Just be there when or if she falls. Steve?
This ain't going to last long. This ain't going to last long. This is just a breakup waiting to happen. I'm sorry that you're going through this, young lady, mm-hmm. but I have some solutions for this. Now, before I give you the solutions, I must preempt this by saying that a couple of the suggestions that I have for you are going to require that you go away for a little while.
Like, away where?
You know, in order, before you do what I'm telling you about to do, try to get your affairs in order, because you're going to be away for a little while. Okay, but before we do that, let's go. You got a 52-year-old single mother. Now, she's a loving and giving person, but according to this letter, she's gullible. All right, 3 years ago, she kept saying she was going to reinvent herself and dress differently so she could meet a good man. Now, you say she's always had a lot of good men and they break her heart, and then they end up leaving her. Now, the current man she's dating will never leave her because he's a big loser and he needs my mom. And you say he's a hustler when you ask him what he do. And he don't have an apartment and he don't have a state ID.
Or a cell phone.
So he don't have a cell phone. He don't have a place to stay. He don't own a car. He doesn't have cell phone, car, state ID. Mm-hmm. Ain't got nowhere to live. Okay. When you said your mother said she was going to change the way she dressed so she could meet a different type of man, what did your mama start wearing that got her to him? What was her last outfit? And can you take a picture and send it to the morning show so we can analyze what she had on that done attracted this hustler from the church with no cell phone, no car, no apartment, and no state ID? The rest of this right after we come back.
That's right. Part two of Steve's response to the strawberry letter, my mom is hooked on a homeless hustler, 23 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. My mom is hooked on a homeless hustler.
Your mom was hooked on a homeless hustler that she met at church. Mm-hmm. That does not have a car. That is not working. That does not have an apartment or a place to shower. That does not have a state ID. But he with your mama. And your mama said that what she was going to do was reinvent herself and dress differently so she could meet a good man. The question that we proposed right before we went on break was, what outfits is your mama putting together in her closet? What is she laying out on her bed at night and putting it on that has attracted the no working homeless hustler that go to church and swindle women with no apartment, car, or state ID? The only reason you can't have no ID is for the last 7 years you have had a number instead of a name. The church say amen.
Amen.
Amen again.
Amen.
He has no cell phone. Evicted. Your mama got a spare car. He drives it daily. But it gets worse. Your mama told me that he been sleeping in her car since he was evicted and can't get another apartment because he don't have a state ID. That's a couple of reasons why you can't get an apartment. You don't have a state ID. You don't have a job. You don't have credit. It's a lot of stuff.
A car.
Now, luckily, he can't stay with your mama because your youngest brother still live at home. And obviously, he's of age where he can whoop somebody's ass. So let's thank God for that.
Thank you, Lord.
Little bruh is over there and is at an age where he got a hand. Try Jesus, not me, because I'm your brother. And I throw hands, so thank God for that.
Yes, Lord.
He pops up at your mama's house unannounced if he wants to talk to her or see her because he don't have a cell phone. I remember the last time I didn't have a cell phone. I remember very distinctly because it was in my 20s. I mean, you know, I didn't like I ain't had one. It wasn't none.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There were no cell phones.
Yeah, they weren't invented then.
I remember when I first got them and I had my first cell phone for 6 weeks.
Oh.
Because it was a bag phone and you could plug it up in your car. And I made 2 long distance calls on it. My phone bill was $4.25.
Whoa.
And so I said, paying that. And they said, ain't no problem. You ain't talking no more either. So that was my first cell phone bill.
Disconnected.
My mom always makes excuses for his actions and says she's doing the Christian thing by helping him out.
Come on now.
There's a lot of other Christians out here. They got Christian shelters. Mm-hmm. You know, they got Christian centers. Why you got to be the Christian to help everybody? He got your car. If he don't have a state ID, don't that mean he don't have a driver's license? Mm-hmm. He got your mama car, he don't have a driver's license. All right. The final straw was 2 weeks ago when I caught my mom sitting in her car in the parking lot of Kroger eating dinner in her car with him. Eating out some styrofoam, just in there eating it. She told me it was a sweet, thoughtful date. Your mama crazy.
That was not a date.
Your mama crazy. You be 52-year-old sitting in your car eating out of containers and stuff. You'd have had to buy his ass some food. That wasn't no damn date. That was a handout.
Yeah. Pass the salt, please.
Look at the glove behind my neck.
Yeah, right.
She told me it was a sweet, thoughtful date. I don't know how she can be so caught up with this bum. What can I do to stop this before he totally drains my mother of her dignity and money? And car, and credit. There are some things that you can do. In all seriousness, you probably don't need to do any of this because it's not worth it.
No.
But I would start slipping him notes in his refrigerator box. That's where I would start.
In his refrigerator? He doesn't have a refrigerator?
Refrigerator box, Shirley.
What is that?
Where he stay?
Oh. The cardboard refrigerator.
Yeah,
box.
Or you can slide it on the dashboard of your mama's car, the one you're living in. And the note should simply say this. Use your mama's first name. Let's just make up a name. Your mama named Brenda. Mm-hmm. The note should say just this and type it. If you continue seeing Brenda, I will have you killed. That's the note you want to put on the dashboard. One more time. If you continue to see Brenda, I'm going to have you killed. That shakes up most people.
Yeah. Shook me up.
I know it would me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I like a car to live in, but not that damn bad. I have other things, but I won't do it to you because that's enough. It's a lost cause. It's a lost cause.
Yeah.
But don't worry about it. She'll wake up before it's too late.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.